I've talked to various people through a very good medium. Michael Blake Reed channeled what was called the Evergreen, 6.5 to 7,000 entities. And he did this from 1974 to 2004 for 30 years. And I, through the years, did 64 sessions with him. And they were $500 a session, so it was expensive. But one time, and he lived out in British Columbia, I went out and visited him at his home in White Rock, British Columbia, which is right on the border with Washington State. Now, he became famous in a secretive way. All the politicians used him. I used to go to the hotel they stayed at on Church Street in Toronto, Bloor and Church. So you go down the a block or two, and you come to 620 Church Street, and it was known as a town inn. So Michael and his wife always stayed there. So I'd go to their apartment, their room, and talk to the spirits. One time I'm sitting there, and a famous Canadian politician, like, you wait in the lobby, and Michael's finishing with the first previous client, and then when he comes down, you can see the previous client leaving, walking through the lobby. So I saw a famous Canadian politician come out there. He did it for 30 years. He had 11,000 sessions. Many of them were politics, and the CIA used them. Actually, it was the state, Department of State. And they wouldn't allow their sessions to be recorded. Anyways, the Evergreens were very extraordinary for their accuracy, for what they could talk about. One day, Michael Blake Reed was at home in White Rock, and he was reading the local newspaper about a Hollywood celebrity. The guy was in the news for some reason. He hears a knock on the door. He opens the door, and there's the celebrity he's reading about in the newspaper who wants a session with the Evergreens. So he was known by word of mouth, very highly regarded. 1995, a book was put out about how the CIA used remote viewers and psychics out of Stanford. Well, that was all a story so that nobody knew that they used the Evergreens. The Evergreens were the real valid psychics. So the CIA knew that they were going to be found out for using psychics because the Russians were doing it. So they got this guy to say it was all these guys, remote viewers at Stanford. But it was actually Michael Blake Reed. And the reason the State Department picked Michael Blake Reed is they tested all these psychics in the 70s, early 80s, about a famous nuclear submarine that sank, American sub. And they wanted the psychics to explain what happened. And it was always a mystery. So when they came to the Michael Blake Reed and talked to the Evergreens said, well, take a blueprint of the sub and go to part E5 that intersects with FG7. And they pinpointed this tiny little spot in the submarine and said, that's where you'll find the problem. And they went there and looked at that part of the submarine, and there they found the thing that caused the glitch that made it sink. So they said, the Evergreens are the best. So they used the Evergreens. Every year, the State Department would come to White Rock. Michael's wife was American, so she kind of had to follow the State Department's rules that you cannot tape our sessions, because they taped everything, but the State Department got away with it. They would sort of get a map of what was going to happen during the year, you know, every January. That's how good the Evergreens were.